the Texans seek their 9th win of the season, and on Friday after practice, head coach Gary Kubiak said who won't be playing with the team on Sunday against the Jaguars.
The only guy that was out of practice was Tate. So Sean and OD did practice. I think they're both game time decisions as we move forward. And Dobbins, I think, is still a game time decision. So the only guy we'll rule out today is Tate.
Will Daryl Sharpton come off the PUP list? Kubiak explained.
I've got a few thoughts on it personally. You know, I think it really boils down to what we suit this weekend. You know, obviously, if we're going to activate him, we're going to suit him. So, and we don't have to do that yet. So if we're not going to activate him, then obviously we'll wait and use our last week. So we'll see. But he's had a good week. He's prepared to go for Joe. He's prepared to go for Reggie. So if we do make a move and suit him up, then we will suit him up and he'll contribute.
Whether or not Daniels plays remains to be seen, like Kubiak said. But if he can't, Garrett Graham and James Casey are more than capable.
Oh, we miss Owen. I mean, because Owen gives us flexibility. With what we were doing last week, we lost some flexibility as an offensive football team because you start playing a tackle at tight end and he's not going to run many go routes, you know. So we lost some flexibility there. But I will say this, I think Garrett and James did a very good job. I mean, I look at Garrett like a starter because him and OD both play the same amount. And like I said, James went to a 50-play player last week and did a good job.
And finally, Kubiak talked about the maturity of this ball club.
I think they have confidence in their preparation. That's the biggest thing. The way they're going about their business, the way they work, the last 2 days have been very good. I just think they feel like, hey, if we put in the effort and the time, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then we're going to probably like the results on Sunday. We're going to play close to our, you know, our expectations. So that's a good thing, you know, and they're very mature. Good meetings, good practice habits, all those things. So just got to keep going. It's a long grind. I mean, it's only week 10. There's a lot of football games left to play and just trying to keep them focused.
That'll do it for your Texans Daily. Thank you so much for checking us out. Make sure you stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to find out more about your favorite football team.